Yes, we're down to the final round of round robin games in the RTÉ Reading-Gaeltacht, the Senior Football Championship. And, well, looking at the groupings, and we'll maybe try and decipher first of all, you've been studying them closely. Still quite a lot to play for in most of the groups, except with the first group one where St Junan's and Naoi Conaill are through.
Yeah, that's right, and I suppose even in that group, I suppose it is the beauty about these group stages is that everybody sort of has something to play for, you know, because there are teams even, you know, who won't qualify for quarterfinals this weekend who are bidding to avoid those dreaded relegation playoffs, and plenty to play for, I think, for every team involved. You know, you even look at Group 2 there where three teams are vying for places in the quarterfinals, and even Glenfinn at the bottom, I suppose, looking to maybe... Glenfinn are the only team, actually, this weekend who have their fate sealed, because, of course, if they win, the best they can hope for is to come level Sean McCool's, who beat them a couple of weeks ago. So, when I suppose we have 15 out of 16 teams, it shows probably, you know, that maybe I suppose it is going to be a tight couple of weeks for players and that, but I suppose it shows why people wanted to go to this this round-robin system, and certainly, you know, there'll be plenty of men with abacuses and calculators and all sorts of counting devices this weekend, Tom.
Well, as we said, Group 1 is St Junan's, Naoi Conaill, Mallin and Neamora. That one is more or less settled, I think, other than maybe, obviously, who finishes top and who finishes second, and I suppose the winners of Mallin and Neamora. We'll talk about that later. Then in Group 2, Four Masters are through, even though they're only on the same number of points as Ardra, and it's Ardra and McCool's then for the last two places.
For the last place. That's right. Four Masters and Ardra are locked in 3 points, but I suppose because of that sort of quirk about who has beaten who, Four Masters are actually guaranteed. They go to Glenfinn this weekend, and I'm sure Emlyn Hughes will be quite confident of recording the win and coming through that group unbeaten. But the other one now, Ardra go to Sean McCool's. McCool's were heavily beaten last week by Four Masters, but I know from talking to a couple of boys around the Twin Towns this week, they were very, very disappointed and sort of maybe not very down on themselves, but sort of looking to maybe put things right this week. And their memory fresh from that game when Glenfinn really felt last week that they should have won in Ardra. So plenty to play for there. And I think, you know, Brendan Levy and McCool's, while they're up against it, you know, they just might throw a cat in among the pigeons of Group 2 here this weekend. You know, they'll certainly push Ardra to the pin of the collar. But, you know, this is a group that has two Division 1 teams and Four Masters in Ardra, two Division 2 teams in McCool's and Glenfinn. And at stages in the last couple of weeks, you know, we have seen that sort of clear difference. You know, Four Masters put up that big score last week against McCool's. And I think, you know, when I suppose the nuts and the bolts are screwed in that particular group, the top two in that the Division 1 teams will fancy themselves to progress. Mm. But McCool's just, I suppose, they certainly won't be going quietly they host Ardra and Sean McCool Park.
The McCool's and Ardra is the big game in that one this weekend. What do Ardra need to ensure a quarterfinal place, and what do McCool's need to make the last four, the last eight?
Well, it's quite simple for both, actually. Ardra need to avoid defeat, so even a draw would see Ardra through. And then in the scenario, Ardra could maybe top the group if Glenfinn would happen to beat Four Masters. But for Ardra to guarantee themselves a quarterfinal place, they need to avoid defeat, so a draw or a win for them. For McCool's, it's rather more simple. They just have to go out and beat Ardra. You know, that's just where their mathematics are. They're sitting on 2 points. The only thing that's going to take them through is a win. So for Brendan Levy and Cole, you know, there'll be no sort of calculators and stuff. They're just going out to win the game.
Yeah. And then looking at Group 3, this is Gweedore, Dunlow, Killybegs and Termon. And we have a situation here where Gweedore are on top on 3 points. Dunlow and Killybegs are joined second, or Dunlow are second by virtue of score average. Killybegs are next, both on 2, and you have Termon on 1. This one really could really be an abacus one tomorrow evening, couldn't it?
It could, absolutely. You know, Gweedore go to Termon, and I suppose the form books and everything else would dictate to you that Gweedore would go to the Bourne Road and win. But again, I know from speaking to a couple of the boys in Termon, you know, they feel they were quite close to beating Killybegs last week. And you know, they've had a difficult season, you know, but I know from talking to Darren Gibson throughout the season, you know, he's got a blend of young players coming in there along with that old experience. They're going to fancy themselves, you know, but again, look, Guido are going to come out. They're not, I suppose, too impressive win over Dunloe last week, but nevertheless, they sort of grounded out in Marigallen against their old rivals from Dunloe. Look, this group is one that I suppose we nearly need a screen here to start doing this bit of counting. Every team here is in with a chance of going through to the quarterfinals, and I suppose that, you know, there's a nightmare possibly scenario that could develop. If, and I suppose it's two maybe scenarios that need to happen, is that Dunloe and Killybegs were to draw, and if Termon were to beat Gweedore by 3 points, then every team would end up level on points, and their points difference would be level. And we then move a column to the left in the table, and the deciding factor at that stage would be the team who has the most scores got. So, I mean, this one is a real minefield. And looking at the two fixtures again, it is very, very hard to predict, because Gweedore would determine. Gweedore sort of having...
One would expect Gweedore to win in Termon.
Yeah, look, you would expect Gweedore to win in Termon. But there's just this thing with Termon where, you know, they've been sort of saying all week that, you know, they felt they were really, really close last week to getting the win over Killybegs and stuff. But I think Gweedore, the fact that they actually beat Dunloe last week, you know, they're going to be buoyed on by that. I think Neil McGee may possibly be coming back from an injury. I don't know if he's going to be fit to start, but the word is that Neil is back doing a small bit of training. You look through that Gweedore team, look, really and truly, you know, when everything's said and done, Gweedore should be one of the teams that should be looking to maybe become dark horses in a championship race. The amount of county experience and county talent, the McGee brothers, Warren McNeillis, Kevin Cassidy, and the six county minors from this year, Gweedore, look, they really should go to the Bourne Road in Termon and win, and so, sort of avoid a mathematical nightmare for us.
So that means the big game is in Dunloe on Sunday, Killybegs in Dunloe. That one is the decider.
Yeah, look, this one's absolutely huge. You know, I suppose we'll talk in a minute about other big guns that could fall. You know, Killybegs were finalists last year. They've been in two county finals of late. And, you know, I suppose when it comes to championships, the form book really has gone out the window with Killybegs. Like, we were relegated last year, didn't win a league game. And I suppose, you know, haven't really set the world alight in Division 2 this year either. And I know Shane Moran said they're going to go to Dunloe, hopeful of a win, but look, again, you would fancy Dunloe, you know, under Tony Boyle. They suffered their first defeat in league and championship last week, and they'll be looking to rectify that pretty quick. And, you know, on the home soil of Rosses Park, you would fancy maybe the likes of Adrian Sweeney, Adrian Hanlon, and, you know, there are other fellas, you know, that impressed me last week. I was very impressed with Connor Green's contribution, you know, and I feel Tony's use of him out in the 40 really sort of suited his game, and he was alternating in and out from the edge of the square at times. And again, Dunloe, look, you know, they've knocked on the door without, again, being sort of too forceful about it in recent years. You know, they were in a couple of county semi-finals, and, you know, but for maybe a bit of good fortune in those, they missed out. So, I suppose asking us to call Group 3, we could have a nightmare mathematical scenario, but, you know, looking at everything laid up, that's an unlikely eventuality. And you would fancy Dunloe for home advantage to count for Dunloe against Killybegs. And again, look, you know, there is the possibility that Termon could rise their game here and give Gweedore an almighty scare and blow the group wide open. But, you know, you just fancy Gweedore, and that sort of know-how and that championship now they have... You would fancy Kevin Cassidy and of course Paddy Bradley to have that ship well steered from the rocks come Sunday evening.
And onto the final group, it's Group 4, St Michael's, Glenswilly, Kilcar and Bundoran. And, you know, there's always going to be a big gun going from this one. It was St Michael's last year, but Glenswilly and Kilcar went through to the quarterfinals and actually met in the quarterfinals. But St Michael's are in pole position in this one this time, aren't they?
Yeah, look, it just goes to show you, you know, about bookmakers' odds and stuff and how quickly they changed. Like 2 weeks ago, Kilcar were the raging hot favourites to win Dr. Maguire. And, you know, in a couple of fell swoops last week, St Michael's just blew that absolutely open. You know, and St Michael's now sit at the top of the bookmakers' blackboards. They went to Townie last week. A real statement of intent, I think that was, by St Michael's. You know, going to Townie and winning 2-8 to 5 points. Look at, you know, Kilcar will have come out of that one badly hurt and badly. I think feeling really, really badly, because when they look at what they have to do this week, you've got to say that things are really stacking up against Kilkear. Like, they're, you know, St. Michael's go to Glenswilly, it's certainly not beyond the realms of possibility that Glenswilly will win at home to St. Michael's this week. Look, St. Michael's are the foreign team and all of that, and Kilkear did win in Glenswilly a couple of weeks ago, but these are the sort of weekends that Glenswilly have sort of showed themselves to be made for in the last couple of years under Gary McDade. You know, when their backs are to the wall, when, you know, somebody has them to the pin of their collar, that's when you have really seen the steel and the mental toughness and everything else of Glenswilly. They'll be absolutely relishing this home game against St. Michael's. They'll have a huge crowd out in Parkney of Columba, as they did a couple of weeks ago, you know, a couple of thousand people out there in great setting for the game. And, you know, you look at Glenswilly's team and, you know, you take everybody else out of it and you're left looking at Michael Murphy and Neil Gallagher. But, you know, you've got to look sort of at what they have around them. The likes of Gary McFadden, Kieran Boner and these boys. Glenswilly have so much. But St. Michael's, look, you know, they were beaten finalists a couple of years ago by Glenswilly, and they probably feel that maybe time is running out for a lot of their more experienced men. They've got Tony Wilkinson at the helm, but I suppose, you know, we've got interesting subplots all over. These two teams are no strangers to one another. You know, you go way back to their intermediate days when senior football was maybe only a dream in both clubs. These clubs were slugging it out. They actually met in an intermediate final, and now here they are in an absolutely titanic tussle. And who's wearing the mare for you about than St. Michael's? None other than Johnny McGinley, who was involved last year in that memorable run of Glenswilly's to the Ulster final. So, look, at this is certainly the big game of the weekend. There's no question of where the eyes will be trained in the Donegal club scene this weekend. It's going to be Parkmead, Columba, and no more, I suppose, people in Towny, because what Kilkear basically need to do is they need to absolutely annihilate Bundoran, and that's not an
example. In terms of, let's take it for a couple of ways. What result in Parkneath Columba this evening will see Glenswilly and St. Michael's through?
Well, a Glenswilly win will, I suppose, if Glenswilly win, then for Kilkear to overhaul that, they will need to win by 27 points plus they will have to beat that margin of victory. The points difference between Glenswilly and Kilkear at the moment is 27 points. So if Glenswilly record a victory over St. Michael's, then Kilkear will need to better that result. They need to win by 27 points plus that margin of victory. So really, Kilkear are talking about possibly having to beat Bundoran by 30-odd points. For Kilkear, the dream scenario, I suppose, is, look, you know, we can generally assume that in Towny that Kilkear will beat Bundoran. I think, you know, it's maybe the big formality of the weekend, you know, given what Bundoran have gone through in the last couple of weeks. They conceded 4-10 against St. Michael's and conceded 6-15 against Glenswilly. But maybe the worrying thing for Kilkear is neither of the margins of victory recorded by either St. Michael's or Glenswilly would be enough to see them through. If Glenswilly take the victory, Kilkear are just going to be listening to the radios this evening and hoping that St. Michael's have either won or drawn, because that makes their passage more straightforward. If St. Michael's win in Glenswilly and Kilkear win against Bundoran, then it's St. Michael's and Kilkear and the county champions, Glenswilly, at that point will have fallen.
So in other words, it's a must-win game for Glenswilly.
It is. It is, you know, because, again, we assume that Kilkear will win against Bundoran, which would take them on to 4 points, and then you know, a draw at that particular point would be no good to Glenswilly. So, you know, Gary McDade's side, and that's sort of what I was saying at the early point of this group, is these are the weekends I feel that sort of Glenswilly relish. And I think, you know, this evening, Gary McDade, as he's proven in the last couple of years, you know, he's a very, very meticulous, very shrewd operator. You know, I wouldn't, you know, I'm not saying, you know, St. Michael's have done great work in the last couple of weeks, and certainly not to discount that, but if I was putting my last tenner on this weekend, I wouldn't be backing against Glenswilly, I'll put it to you that way.
Yeah, but the other side of the coin in that one is that Glenswilly will be very anxious to hear the score coming from Towny, presuming Kilkear win.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, there's certainly going to be, I think, the listenership figures this evening and tomorrow, Tom, could rocket in a few places, because, look, there's an awful lot to play for. And, you know, if we look at it, a lot of these teams would have been back in action maybe last January. Glenswilly, I suppose, a bit later given from the Ulster final. But, you know, come this evening around maybe 6:30, there'd be a few teams whose year is basically gone. You know, the championship only started 2 weeks ago, but that's such as the quick nature we're running off. You know, there could be some seasons are just on the line this evening and tomorrow.
So looking at it, okay, no marks for Niamh Connell and St Johns going through. Is there any advantage of where you finish up on that table or in the tables?
Well, I suppose the fact that the groups, that the quarterfinal draws are going to be seeded in that top plays second from another group, you could possibly say that there is. But, you know, when you look at the quality of the opposition you're going to be facing, you know, I mean, not really. I think at this stage every team just wants to get through and just wants to sort of be in that quarterfinal draw, because, you know, as we've shown, you know, or as we've seen in the past, you know, it doesn't particularly matter. You know, once you get into that knockout stage, you're going to have to beat the big teams at some stage anyway. And I can't really see there have been too many teams in that quarterfinal hat tomorrow night in Ballybuffet that teams are actually going to want to draw. That's the very key thing. You know, you look at who could possibly come out of Group 1, Wilson Junons and Glenties are through, and that one, Four Masters are our draw. Like, our draw were in the semi-final last year, and Four Masters have their obvious sort of big guns again. Group 3, whoever comes out of that, you know, which one to draw, we'd order on low. Look, to me, the big thing for teams is just getting out of the group.
Who you think is going to come out of each of the groups, except Group 4? When it's all boiled down to this evening after St Michael's and Glenswilly, who will be in the hat Sunday evening?
Well, seeing as I said, I wouldn't back against Glenswilly. I think, you know, what I said at the outset about Kilcare last week hurting them, it's hurt more than their pride last week, you know, because it has left them, in my view, with maybe needing a miracle scenario this evening. And look, for me, it's going to be St Michael's and Glenswilly, because I do see Glenswilly pulling a big one out of the hat this evening out in Parknaith, Columba. So for me, I see St Michael's and Glenswilly advancing, and unfortunately that means for Kilcare, the pre-championship favourites. I suppose I could be getting a few texts this evening from Tiny Tom, but there we go.